We are here with Vivian Lamoli.
Yes.
In my opinion, a fabulous singer and dancer.
Well, thank you.
And all around talented lady.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you so much.
So,
Vivian, tell me about this Once Upon a Time, the rock opera.
Yeah, let's dive in. You know, first of all, it's such an honor to do what you love to do, mm-hmm. you know, every day of your life if you have that opportunity. And coming across the rock opera, it started off with a couple of my friends, you know, just creating a web series on Once Upon a Time and receiving the rights to do that. And then, you know, moving on from that, being allowed to create a film, a feature film. And it is a feature. And I just started, I helped them out with the demos. Oh. So what you do with that is you just record with them, with whatever band that they have. And it was very, very infancy stages. And I put my vocals on the recordings, and then she, you know, she came to me, the creator, director, producer, everything. She came to me. I love that. I love when I work with strong females who take over the whole project. It's a beautiful thing. So she came to me months later after they sent the demos off to New York and everything to find, of course, bigger celebrity is the goal. But no, she came to me and she's like, I can't think of casting anyone else but you.
All right.
So I don't think that it's possible, and you have to be in my movie.
All right.
So I, you know, happily obliged and agreed, and I was super, super excited. So we went for it, and we had, you know, as much time. We shot in Big Bear, which is really cool.
Beautiful place.
Yeah, exactly.
It was,
I wasn't complaining. It was a nice little vacation. We shot actually during a weekend of East Los, so I was able to kind of, I got away and did that. And then, and now it's come to tomorrow night is the film premiere of the rock opera. My play, should I tell you? Well, should I go there? I think I can.
Yes, go there. Yes,
we've been doing enough promotion for it. I play Ursula. So I don't know if you know the show.
Oh, I know. That's actually a show that I did watch.
Oh, yes.
So look at that.
We found a show that you like on television and we can chat about. No, I'm just kidding. I'll be honest. I haven't been caught up.
Well, because there's a lot. I mean,
how many seasons? Yeah.
Oh, God. I forget how many seasons now. But, I mean, they've gone through... You know, I've always loved the Disney villains, you know, so...
Right? Oh, okay. I know why. We even went to D23. I know you know what that is,
yes,
right? Yeah, we went to D23. Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Did all of it. And the promotion of this rock opera has just taken off.
Oh, my goodness.
And the fans...
They're going crazy, probably.
I was going to say, I've never seen anything like this. No, seriously, Angela. Like, I couldn't believe it because they're so dedicated to the costuming, to making their characters correct. They know exactly who I was. They know. I was like, this is amazing. It's a big fan frenzy of, you know... Disney enthusiasts and Star
Disney,
Wars.
Star Wars. Oh my goodness.
It's cool. It's really cool. I kind of, you're like a little kid. I had to look around. I was in costume and everything, and I was just like, at D23, my eyes, and the producer, and it's a couple actually, her husband is on the project as well.
Just all independent.
All independent.
Oh, wow.
She came up with it all, you know, funded and. And you know, I'm sure she found the distributors and all that kind of stuff as well. But she, you know, just went ahead and did it all. And he plays Captain Jack, Captain Hook, I should say. And yeah, everyone sings. Everyone is ridiculously talented.
Since the story of Ursula losing her power of singing, how did they approach?
Well, it's
your interpretation.
See, now
of
I can't give that much away.
Oh, okay, all right.
No,
that I understand.
No, for sure. It's a. I'll tell you what. It's a culmination of other characters too.
Oh, okay.
So you're gonna be really surprised because you're gonna be like, what? how is she in this story? And that story's happening too. And you're just, you're mind blown.
It's Once Upon a Time.
Thank you. Into the Woods and Once Upon a Time.
There you go. Yes, actually. Oh,
I'm a geek. Yeah. I'm a musical theater geek.
Unfortunately, I gather it didn't do that well in the on the box office, but I enjoyed Into the Woods.
The film, right? Exactly. You know what's weird? You saying that just now, I forgot they came out with the film, and Meryl Streep won and everything. Yeah. Did she win or was she was nominated?
Oh, that's a good question. I can't remember.
I think she was nominated for the Oscar. For an Academy Award for Into the Woods. I know the wardrobe one.
Yeah.
But as for the musical of it, it's was one of the longest running musicals on Broadway.
Yeah.
But the film, it was Sondheim, yeah. Mm. Yes, get it. Doing all these high fives over here, you know, geeking out on a Thursday.
There you go. Yes.
You've brightened my day. You should know that.
Oh, thank you.
Always come to Sepiha, you guys. But I had forgotten about the movie because the musical's the original,
right, exactly,
to me. So.
Which was a tricky thing for it to become a movie because, you know, I mean, it's
a lot.
It's a lot, and it's parts of it is dark.
Exactly.
You know, and to be able to convey all of that, it's just funny.
Right. Yeah. And the way that they did convey it with Meryl Streep and you know, her being the witch in the dark. I've always wanted to play the witch. Hopefully it'll still happen.
You never know.
I always get that I'm too young or this or that. And I've done Into the Woods, the teen version. And they cut out a lot, girl. They cut out, just like on Once on This Island. Because they got to cut out, like, the... You know, the things in the fairy tale that are real.
Real, yeah. Because most people don't realize, too, that original fairy tales are very dark.
Very dark. I would hope people... I mean, Little Mermaid, when I found out that she, you know, died into the stars, she her dust was, you know, spray... I'm like, the stars, from the ocean to the stars to the... What?
Yeah.
Things like that, I started to... I realized that at a younger age, probably at like 12, 13, I realized that fairy tales, you know, weren't all they were chalked up to be in the happiness. But but as far as Meryl Streep, you know, conveying that darker side, I think that she did it in such a lovely comedic way.
Yes, she was.
That you can't, right?
Yeah, she was good.
I mean, first of all, she's just so fabulous and timeless. But all of the actors together, you know, you couldn't help but see the humor and everything. Chris Pine as prince, right? Girl, oh my gosh. Chris, and he was just so like...
Because that's what you really think about sometimes, these princes. Kind of like they just look in the mirror.
So I want to use... And can I say the other word for the donkey?
A jackass.
He was a jackass. You know, he's a jackass of a prince. And you just have to laugh. But you're like, he's cute too.
Well, no, that would be another conversation. But
ay, Dios mío. You have me cracking up all day.
So are we going to, once we see you as Ursula...
See.
Are we
Ursula,
going?
I like that.
Like they say it in Ursula.
Angela, get out of here. She goes, Ursula. Because we're country now, too. No, I like it. I like it. So
are we going to feel this? How would I describe it? A love and hate relationship with the...
Yes.
Okay.
All absolutely. Right. I think it's really... It's crazy because I find myself playing a love and hate character often. Okay. In a lot of things that I do, which goes to show that some people don't always have one side.
Right.
And it's great to be able to play that sort of thing because it's fun, it's quirky, it's that, it's the magic, it's the happiness, right?
Yes.
But then at the same time, it's like, she's kind of, you know, evil.
Yes.
And conniving. But I like it.
But those are actually sometimes the best roles.
Totally.
I mean, just kind of like the best roles.
You can sink your teeth into it. And how am I not going to be, like, evil?
You know, I mean, I think for actors, you know, they can show all these different sets of themselves.
I'm going to have to give you, you know, obviously, the link and everything for you to check it out, because the previews are all out.
Yeah,
and
previews
are all out. You know, premiere. There's an encore premiere as well. There's an encore premiere. Can't have two. Or maybe you can in different areas.
And it's in October?
That one's in October. October 21st.
I did my homework.
Oh, there she goes. Okay, right before Halloween. Thanks to those who we can mention. A lovely woman sitting across from me. Cynthia Valderas.
She rocks.
She does rock. She really does.
So, I'm excited about this for you.
Thank you, Mama.
Well, we'll talk just a little about the East Los, and this was your second season?
This was my second season for the show. It was the third.
Right. And so, your character?
See?
tell us a little for the people who don't know who your character is.
Who don't know who she is. Ay, Dios mío. Well, you're going to know right when you watch the first episode that she's in. No. Philly, you know, it's so funny because when you're asked this so many times, you find that much more, you know, depth within this fun and quirky person. But she has such a heart of gold, you know, like loyal to her friends, but at the same time is going to give it to you real. Like, you know, the new thing,
like
right?
Like the look you're giving me.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
Now.
Get out of here. Andrew, I know. The thing is, like, I can't help myself. There's no filter here. Sometimes no filter here. No.
That was her mouth.
Pero, yes. Mi boca, ya tú sabes. But I would say, she keeps it 100. You know, Philly keeps it 100 because she's not just going to let something pass by without having said, like, oh, hell no. Or, are you kidding me? Like, come on, get it together kind of thing. But at the same time, you're going to see a different side to her for those who haven't seen yet. Yeah. I mean, she's got she's got the popular girlfriends, you know, at school and on the dance team. And you want to fit that mold of popularity. You want to either fit it and then try to figure out who you really are.
Right.
Or just be that person who you know that you really are and stand against the crowd. So she's fighting with those things within her. So you'll see a different side.
So we still don't know yet about a season 4, but you're hoping.
Yes, we are all so hopeful and excited. You know, we're almost kind of like, how can there not be? We got to have this story. But you know, a lot of positive energy has been thrown our way, and we're just so blessed and so grateful for our ELH addicts. Got to put them out there, and just all of our fans and family. I mean, Latinos, you know, just everyone who's been supporting the show. I look up to so many Latino actors, like Ladrones right now, my friend Oscar Torre. He, you know, we're so happy for him and his wife, Chuti. I was able to run into her.
Yeah. I took some great shots of them.
Oh, word, yes! Mama, that's amazing, because where did I saw her right before the Emmys at a gifting thing, and she... It's like running into your sister again, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, we haven't even had the opportunity to work together yet."
She's wonderful. She's very talented.
She really is, and Lourdes Colon, and just so many Latinos out there who are so hype about East Los High and about what Wise Entertainment and Carlos and Katie have been doing. So you get emotional, kind of.
Also, so you have Once Upon a Time, you have East Los.
Yes.
Anything coming up soon that we might see you in? Or you're working really hard to find that next project?
Exactly. Like, and people say it's crazy because if you put the energy out there, I know that the work... and the positivity will come because I've been kept busy.
That's true.
I will say that, and I'm so grateful for that and so happy for my team right now, you know, with who I'm, my representation has been so amazing to find that and to pull that out of me, because every week I feel like there's something new. But the episode of Casey Undercover on Disney mm-hmm. is still running, which is great, and it was lovely to work with Zendaya. You know, I'm putting it out into the universe to work with her and her team again, because I would love to do something like that again with Disney, because they're so awesome to work with. And then on Amazon, yes. Bosch. Oh. I'm in one of the episodes on there too. Do you watch that show?
I'm trying to catch up.
Oh, work. I see you. I see you, Mama. I gotta. I'm right there behind you. I'm probably like a couple episodes.
I'm still trying to catch up.
Scurrying as well.
I was watching. I'm a big fan of Longmire.
Okay.
And and apparently I missed the first season and didn't realize it because I thought I was watching the new season.
Oh.
And I'm like, wait, this is something. Oh, that must be the season I didn't see.
Yeah. I do that. Oh my gosh, I do that too. What? I actually did that with, I don't remember. I think I skipped ahead in the episodes with either Orange is the New Black or one of those shows. I was just like, wait, when did this happen?
I know.
And I was like, oh my gosh, wait a second. I'm at the end of this season.
Oh no.
Yeah, and I saw everything, and I was like, great.
But, you know,
now I know what goes on.
I think
on.
That's kind of the beauty of being able to watch these shows mm-hmm. now on the internet and
yep.
and on all these different places, that eventually when you get that moment, you can actually sit down and just watch it.
Oh, right. Yeah. Like, I mean, Hulu and Netflix, that's where it's all, Amazon.
Yeah.
That's where it's all headed. Yeah. Like, I can't, mm-hmm. you can't deny that. There's YouTube is coming out with their own.
Everybody's trying to get into the game, but yeah. hopefully that they'll get into it and actually do a good job.
Absolutely.
That's the
Absolutely.
Important part. You got to do a good job.
I'm going to be, this is kind of new and fun and mm-hmm. fresh, actually newly since yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Collaborating with amazing beautician. She's worked not only on Lady Gaga, but the lady across the table, she's this is news to her too.
Oh.
But she's not only worked with Lady Gaga, P. Diddy's team, everyone. She's collaborating with me on some beauty tips and beauty stuff because not only, you know, you see Michelle Phan on mm-hmm. YouTube, which I'm a fan of. She's so amazing, but there's so many other tips that you can put out there that are so what you would have never thought about it.
Right.
Like, as far as when you do travel mm-hmm. with certain, you know, items that you need to take on board with you beauty-wise.
Okay.
And not only that, when you're on set or when you're on the go or, you know, just things like that.
Tips.
Yes, exactly. Nice tips. And she's amazing. She's not only does, you know, nails and hair and things like that, but she works with the youth to know that, like, the beauty is from within.
Exactly.
So, moving on with that, I also did the Beauty In, Beauty Out awards.
Yeah, that's
which Lourdes.
That was just about a week
ago. It was recently, yeah. Yeah. You're on it. You are on it, Mama.
I may not be there.
It's funny because, like, I feel like I don't even need to mention things. And I'm like, she already knows. She's like, oh, duh. Yeah, that was, wasn't that like a week ago? No, it was eye-opening. Mm-hmm. Because there's so many women who are doing so much and get and just are unnoticed until
oh, yeah.
you create something like Beauty the Bebo.
Yeah,
the Bebo
I
Awards.
Know, I saw
the
that.
Bebo Awards. And purple's yeah. my favorite color, so yeah. caught my eye. But but yeah, Lourdes and I have really, really gotten close in that sense, and Mary Chewy.
Oh, Mary Chewy.
Mary
yeah.
Chewy.
Yeah.
They headed it up, and it was just, you know, so amazing to see that all come together and meet these women who are not only, it's not only just about beauty on the outside, but they've also, they're humanitarians.
Yes.
And they've been working with the youth and with animal shelters and with, I just, that's another thing where I was like, mind blown. I'm like, how can I get involved in every single one of these things? I know it's a little...
It's a lot, but you know.
But we can do it.
You do it. You can do a lot of these things, at your own pace and,
yeah.
and the way, you know, I mean, it's one of the things I never thought I would be doing, is the past 3 years I've actually like, you know, go talk the career day. Kind of
career day, yeah.
You know,
I remember career day.
You know, and it was really, it's kind of like interesting. I've done it. I just did one on Monday with high school students. And what I loved about the way the school set it up was that only if you were interested in what that career, that person
right.
was doing, only those kids came to listen to you. So it was really cool because, you know, they actually had some questions.
Exactly.
It's always the same ones who always ask the same questions.
The ones who are truly interested.
You know, and it was fun. So, I mean, it's just doing little things. You know, eventually it adds up.
Absolutely. To what the main goal is.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And isn't it so crazy to see those kids light up?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Like, you look down at them, and they're just like, or even look at them. Some of them are like, my height these days. Listen, I'm 5'3", and I'm like, what? You're in fourth grade, and it's so amazing to see them so excited and want to ask so many questions and be so interested because they want to follow that same path.
Yeah, you know, and you just have to be as honest with them as possible.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of good things in your future.
Thank you, mamita.
And I look forward to seeing more of you on the screen and on the little screen because, you know, it's nice to see somebody that looks like my hija.
Right? That's what I was saying. Mira, well, I know we talked about where we're both from, but when I look at you, I think, like, let me head back to Miami, honey, because I miss it. You are through and through, like, the side of my mother's, where everyone is Cuban and having your light and sweet coffee. Café con leche. Oh, you're, like, sweet for sure. You got, and for all the listeners, taking a look at my coffee and realizing it's, like, would you like some coffee with that milk? Or that sugar? No, I feel the same way, mama. Familia.
Familia.
Para siempre.
Siempre. Siempre. On that note, thank you so much.
Muchas gracias.
See you soon.
So much.
Bye-bye.